And now that I have some wood, I'm going to begin the erection of my settlement.
He's got to be doing this on purpose.
Ooh, 8:30. You and Penny decide to go out and paint the town beige.
You're 30 years old and you live with your mother.
I guess it didn't go well.
We don't know that, not to a certainty. All we know is that Leonard is home.
Ah! How about now?
Again, not enough evidence. For all we know, he's being murdered. Now, back to our game.
You were in the middle of an erection?
Oh, of course, it's right here in my hand.
What does she want from me now? What's up?
Do not overthink this.
I don't understand. Okay, but earlier it seemed like...
No talking.
Even during, because sometimes I have questions.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, except for when I got the foot cramp.
You hung in there, though.
Was a lot at stake.
So what do you want to do now?
Well, I want to go get my asthma inhaler, but might ruin the moment. Just help me out here. How does a miserable date end in sex?
I don't know. It's complicated.
Well, I'm a pretty smart guy. Right now, my brain has dibs on the blood supply, so give it a go.
Okay, it's just... At the restaurant, when you said you wanted us to be together again, it got very real, very fast, and I panicked.
Why? What are you afraid of?
Well, what if we do go out and I do something stupid and dump you again?
What if I dump you?
Come on, be serious.
Well, how about if we don't think about this as a relationship? It could be more like a new version of software. Penny and Leonard 2.0. We can test it internally, shake out the bugs, and if we both feel it's solid, then we'll roll it out to the public.
So we don't tell people we're back together?
Exactly. We pretend like our date went badly.
Well, we don't really have to pretend.
And we let them think that we decided to just be friends and that everything's cool.
Okay, great. Hey, I just remembered. I still got one of your inhalers.
I can't believe you kept this.
Yeah, I was gonna throw it away, but I just couldn't.
That is so sweet. In 25 to 30 minutes, I'm gonna show you how much this means to me.
Leonard?
Yeah, hi. How's it going?
Can't complain. Thanks for asking. What were you doing out at 3 o'clock in the morning?
What are you doing up?
I was using the bathroom.
Yeah, well, so was I.
Really? I didn't see you in there.
When I saw that you were in ours, I went and used another one.
Where?
The gas station across the street.
In your pajamas?
Yes.
Without shoes?
Yes.
On a cold winter's night?
Yes.
That seems unlikely. Did you bring your asthma inhaler?
Yes, I did.
Well, then I guess it's plausible. Hang on a second, mister.
What?
After you used the facilities at the gas station, did you make a purchase?
What?
It's customary when using the restroom at a retail establishment to make a small purchase. Did you?
No.
Here's $2. Go buy some beef jerky.
I don't want beef jerky.
It's not about you. It's about a poor immigrant from Pakistan trying to make his way in America by working the graveyard shift at the Colorado Boulevard Chevron.
Fine.
Needy baby, greedy baby indeed. Leonard will be here in a moment. He's looking for a different parking space.
Why?
We were next to a car with an Ask Me About My Grandchildren bumper sticker, and I was afraid if we ran into them on the way out, I'd be obligated to do so.
So disappointed it didn't work with him and Penny.
Me too. Out of deference to them, let's not flaunt our happy relationship.
You have a keen insight into the human heart, Amy Farrah Fowler.
We are next to a Subaru with a Gore Lieberman bumper sticker.
Well, I doubt they'd want to talk about that, so we're fine.
I'm surprised to see you here after it went so badly with Penny.
Well, hey, we're grown-ups. We can still be friends.
Boy, I don't know if I could be friends with Howie if we broke up.
Why not?
I'm a very vengeful person.
Really?
With access to weaponized smallpox.
Here you go, guys. Let me get you going with some water. You need menus or you know what you want?
Well, Leonard knows what he wants, but it looks like he's not going to get it from you.
No, that's okay, Bernadette. Sometimes these things just don't work out.
Yeah, it's all good. We'll always have feelings for each other.
Oh, that's nice.
See, she knew what it always meant.
Wow, you're like a dog with a bone, aren't you?
I'm just making a point.
It's the point that you don't know when to let something go.
People, please, before you say something you both regret, I'd like to place my order.
Hang on, Sheldon. You know why we can't be together? Because you always have to be right.
That is not true.
I gotta go with Leonard on this. He is wrong more than anyone I know.
You know what? I just realized I'm on a break. I'll get someone else.
Leonard, promise me that when our new waitress comes over, you will not start a complicated on-again, off-again relationship with her, because I'm very, very hungry.
Unbelievable.
Mind explaining to me why you were being such a jerk at the restaurant?
I was trying to act like we weren't seeing each other. That was the plan, right?
No, the plan was to tell people we decided to stay friends, but that's a little hard to do when you're always being such a tool bag.
You know what? I don't have to stand here and take this crap.
The hell do you think you're going?
Isn't sex after fighting kind of what we do now?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
What are we doing?
What do you mean?
Every scenario I play out for you and me ends badly.
It's because you overthink everything.
Leonard, are you listening to me?
What? Yeah.
This is a disaster. I distinctly ordered the Leonard Nimoy Mr. Spock cardboard standee. Why would I feel safer with Zachary Quinto at the foot of my bed?
I don't know. He was pretty badass on Heroes.
You're right. I'll give him a shot.
Hang on. Penny, do you have plans for dinner?
Why, are you guys going somewhere?
No, I mean just you and me.
Ooh.
have you thought this through?
Yes, and I think we should go anyway.
Nope, can't do it. Sorry, Quinto, you're going back.
If you and Leonard get back together, Sheldon and I will finally have someone to go on double dates with.
What about me and Howard?
Fine, we can double with you too. So insecure.
Where are you guys going to eat?
Penny?
Do you, Penny, take Leonard to be your lawful wedded husband?
Well, it's a little late for me to start saying no, isn't it?
Penny.
Sorry. Just remembered I've got to stop by the drugstore.